Hej och välkommen till Sweezy Lessons, your shortcut to the Swedish language. Yay! Today we're gonna keep on talking about things in Swedish. And last episode I was introducing the word the song. So we are gonna start with some repetition. The song. Take a moment to think and make sure you say it out loud. And if you need more time to think, please just pause the podcast. I want you to say out loud in Swedish the words the song. Sången. Sången. Very good. And as you can probably tell, this is a bit tricky because I'm asking you to say two words in English, but in Swedish, sången is actually just one word. So what is two words? Oh, what are two words in English? Corresponds by one single word in Swedish. Sången. So that's how you say the song. Now, in last episode, we were also introducing the word the game, as not in a sport, like a sports game, but more like something that you play for having fun, such as something that children do. So could you take a moment to think and say it out loud? The game, how would you say in Swedish, the game? Leken. Leken, the game, leken, very good. Once again, can you say the game? Leken, bra! And to repeat again, how would you say in Swedish the song? How would you say in Swedish the song? Sången, very good. Now, the question for you, like when you're using your grammar brain, can you see the pattern here when we are saying the song and the game? In English, we have the word the. So the is something that is specific. But in Swedish, it does not exist the word the. So instead, we often have something that we change in the word itself. So if you take the words sången and the word leken, can you think of a sound or a combination of sounds that together create the meaning the? So how would you say in Swedish the thing that corresponds to the English word the? What do you like put on a word to make it specific to say the song or the game? What is that combination of sounds in Swedish? Please say it out loud. N. Very good. So, sången means the song and leken means the game. So, that was a pattern how you make things in Swedish. That's all for today's lesson. Bye!